First today, the Prime Minister is stoking the debate about China's influence in our region, saying Australia is heading into a difficult period managing its relationships with the world's major powers. Scott Morrison said he doesn't see signs of the trade war between China and the US ending anytime soon, and he says we need to get used to this level of tension. Here's political reporter Stephanie Boris.
As the Prime Minister of Australia, Scott Morrison has a number of things on his mind at any one time, but what is it that keeps him up at night?
This is going to be one of the most difficult periods in which to manage our relationships with some of the biggest powers in the world.
There has been a renewed discussion about how Australia should handle its relationship with China after Liberal MP Andrew Hastie warned our freedoms could be diminished if the government underestimated Beijing's influence. Mr. Hastie, who chairs the Parliamentary Joint Committee for Intelligence and Security, faced criticism from some for writing the opinion piece, but he's standing by his comments.
My op-ed stands and I don't resile from it. We've got a great democracy. That's what democracies do. We debate, and so I welcome the contest of ideas.
Speaking on Channel 7, Scott Morrison says Australia has built strong ties with China, both on a friendship level and economically.
Equally, we've got to be very clear that as a country, we welcome China's growth. I mean, why would we want to contain China's growth? I mean, that'd be a bit of a numpy of a thing to do, I would have thought. And so we welcome that.
But he's insisted that as China grows, it needs to play by the same rules as other nations.
Having achieved that critical mass of economic performance, the rules that apply to all of us, the United States, got to apply in China as well. And the rules-based order, where it comes to how technology is handled, how partnerships are formed, how payments are made, how the rules apply, how you reduce emissions, for example. I mean, we should all be subject to the same rules now.
Peter Jennings is the Executive Director at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.
It is a significant comment, and really what it highlights, of course, is that China is not playing by the same rules right now. China is, you know, a number one strategic problem for Australia in terms of its intelligence gathering, its use of cyber means to steal intellectual property.
When it comes to conflicting views on rules, the number one issue is the trade war between the United States and China. US President Donald Trump is keeping the door open to a resolution.
I think President Xi, who's somebody I like a lot, I think he wants to make a deal. But frankly, he's not going fast enough.
But there have been a number of hurdles along the way. The most recent, protests in Hong Kong. President Trump has urged China to be careful, and Vice President Mike Pence recently stated that the US wants the issue resolved before trade talks can proceed.
We're in the midst of productive discussions with China, and they'll continue in the weeks ahead. But for the United States to make a deal with China, Beijing needs to honor its commitments, beginning with the commitment China made in 1984 to respect the integrity of Hong Kong's laws through the Sino-British Joint Declaration.
Australia is treading a fine line in the trade war between its largest trading partner, China, and its most significant security partner, the United States. And Scott Morrison says he doesn't think there will be a resolution anytime soon.
Look, I don't think it's going to happen quick.
It's a different position to what Mr. Morrison has previously stated.
I was more confident going into the G20 meeting in Argentina, in Buenos Aires, and they did make quite a bit of progress there, but things really fell back after that. I think we're going to have to get used to this for a while, this level of tension. Okay.
So just how long will this trade war go for? Peter Jennings agrees that a resolution is not around the corner.
But I don't know that Donald Trump thinks that it's in his interests to resolve this dispute, at least up until the next presidential election in the US. So maybe that what we're going to see is perhaps another 18 months at least of US-China trade disputes. And that's something that's going to be, you know, potentially very difficult for Australia to navigate.
Peter Jennings from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute there, Stephanie Boris with that report.